Between client deadlines, website updates, and the endless to-do list, who has time to stress over hosting headaches? That is why I trust Kinsta, a managed WordPress host provider, offering lightning-fast hosting, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 ready-to-help human support. They handle your hosting technicalities so you can focus on what matters. Powered by Google Cloud's premium network, experience up to 200% faster site load time when you migrate to Kinsta. Plus, they are one of the few WordPress hosts with SOC 2 certification, so your data is Fort Knox level secure. Whether you're a busy entrepreneur running an agency or a developer, Kinsta's game-changing custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy. And here's the kicker. Kinsta will migrate your high or low traffic sites for free with zero downtime. Ready to give Kinsta a try? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com. Join thousands of businesses worldwide who trust Kinsta to power their sites. Visit Kinsta.com to get started for free today. Remember, this limited time offer is for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through GEICO, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life. Your parents are going to pass away, loved ones are going to die, your relationships are going to break down, your body is going to fail you, you're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen that you have no control over. And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
Right.
You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation. It's still going to suck. But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff. We spoke about this yesterday. Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way and has a good perspective on it elects to do very hard things regularly. It humbles them. It reminds them that they're just mortal. And it also means that if the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub or whatever.
And nothing changes and nothing changes, man. You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I, who would I, you know, would I be able to do it? Would I, you don't know until you say, yeah, I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I'm just, I just want to remind you because, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change and not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes, that in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
Hey, bro, I need you to get back in that mode again. That mode where nothing can take you off your pivot. You were just putting in that work every single day. See, that version of you is different. You got to tap back into it. Don't be out here playing with your potential because you one of them ones, bro. You special. And you weren't meant to be a person that could have been the one. You are the one. So I need you to get back moving like it before it's too late.
Your family's looking for that one guy right now. You're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
The moment you begin working is when your output per unit of time goes up. And so that makes beginning the single greatest hack that you can have for everything else that you do in work. Because the thing is, when you start working, you start getting in the mood to work, right? Like everything else is procrastinating around the work that you think you should do.
Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. No results, I'm a little bit better. Work. Boom.
Just got paid.
I just got paid. And it looks like overnight success. It's like, oh, shit, it happened in here. No, bro. It doesn't.
I want everything to be perfect before something happens. That's how I am. I want everything to be, look, as soon as everything gets all lined up, gets all perfect, then this will happen. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. As soon as these things line up, I'm going to live my life. Man, I'm so guilty of that. You know, as soon as this new medicine I'm using helps me, and as soon as this shirt I ordered come in, and as soon as I learn Spanish, that you my shit. As soon as I learn Spanish really well, like I'm a blue belt or whatever in it. But I always want to wait till everything's perfect. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Inside of me, it has been, as soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I can't wait, man. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller. It's a trap.
Put your head down and work harder. That's the answer to all your problems. Work harder. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like things ain't going your way, if you feel like, you know, you're not executing to the best of your ability, work harder and be smarter about it. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone gets a trophy in here, bro. You know what I'm saying? The world doesn't owe you nothing, and people shouldn't feel sorry for you. You gotta, you know, as an individual that wants to be successful, you gotta be the person that take matters into your own hands and go get it, period. No one's gonna grind for you. No one's gonna win for you. No one's gonna be at your casket with you. No one's gonna buy your house, you know what I'm saying, for you. No one's gonna, you know what I'm saying, take care of your wife for you. Take care of, you know, your kids for you. That's your responsibility. And so that's kind of the mentality I got right now. Let's just go hard. Forget everything else. You know what I'm saying? Forget the adversity I'm going through, the trials and tribulations, things I can't control. Forget it. Let's make our own way. That's what you call by any means necessary. That's the definition. Under any circumstance, we're going to get it.
If you've always done what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always gotten. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking a different result. And I think a lot of people do that. I remember growing up, right, in high school, you know, you get those, right, in high school, you always have those people that you think are going to be, like, successful. Then you got some that are, like, losers and stuff like that. And the one thing I noticed with the kids that, you know, whether they were in a lower level, lower IQ class, or they just weren't, you know, they didn't really have aspirations like that, they would say, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, but then you would see what they're actually doing, and they're doing the same thing they've always done. They're still smoking weed. They're still playing video games all the time. They keep saying, I'm going to change. I'm going to make a change, but they never actually make a change. So, I mean, obviously you want to start small. It could be with just like cutting out one bad habit and then slowly building from there. But the reality is you're going to have to give up and stop doing the things you're currently doing if you want to change from what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't think enough people understand and appreciate that you must actually take real, hard, tangible steps towards changing if you want to actually get the change that you want.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, full responsibility to change.
At the beginning of the year, a lot of you had goals, ambition, a lot of drive, a lot of motivation. Well, it's Easter. It's the middle of April. When I navigate, I put backstops out there to make sure I don't get too far off course. I put those backstops in my personal life to make sure I don't get too far away from my goals and my dreams. A lot of you aren't proud of who you are. You don't like the person you created. Do what I did. Start from scratch. Create somebody that you're proud of. Stay hard.
What you should aim for in life is for your average Tuesday. Not the spectacular one-time private jet with the friends to go for the whatever, whatever. Not the UFC power slap launch party staring at the back of Dan Bilzerian's dirty mullet. Like, not that. You want your average Tuesday to look the way that you want most of your life to do.
The truth is, the only person that you're destined to become is a person that you decide to be. See, every single day you got two choices, progress or regress, as simple as that. Your tomorrow will reflect what you did today. And the life that you're gonna live won't be by accident, because it was all up to you.
When I was 297 pounds and I was fat as hell trying to be a Navy SEAL, the scariest thing in the world to me, even to this day, was that that could have been the rest of my life. I thought then I was trying hard. That's the scariest thing in the world. I thought then, 297 pound, working for Ecolab, spraying for cockroaches, making $1,000 a month. I thought that was me at my 100% potential. Come to find out, a few years later, I wasn't anywhere near that. 106 pounds less, graduated Navy SEAL training, went on to do all these other things. Looking back on that, that was me trying hard. That's why people gotta understand, what is in us, we have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, where you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard.
One of my favorite things from Marcus Aurelius is, the whole universe is change, and life itself is but what we deem it.
Mm-hmm.
Life itself is but what we deem it. The eight most profound words in all of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
What he means is that things are going to happen. You are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means.
Hmm. How you interpret it.
So the way that I felt after doing that first leg up a very steep incline,
mm-hmm,
was painful but satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
I knew why I felt that way, mm-hmm, right? The story that I told myself about why my heart rate was at 140, 150, and my shoulders were burning and I was sweating and all of this stuff was because of what I'd done.
Mm-hmm.
If I felt that spontaneously sat in a car in traffic,
mm-hmm,
I would call an ambulance.
Right.
I think, what the fuck is happening to me? I'm definitely,
right,
having a panic attack or a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the story that you tell yourself, in some regard, very much is what's happening.
Right.
You know, the framing that you place around the present moment,
mm-hmm,
largely determines your experience of it. And this is where having faith in yourself, having, mm-hmm, confidence in yourself, you know, an undeniable stack of proof that you,
yeah,
can deal with whatever is put in front of you, is super important.
Yeah.
The struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters doing today. Those who take me literally, so, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same.